Caring in Hard Times, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. The text comes from Hebrews 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. The Lord has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. How do we live during hard times? Specifically, what do we do when people we care about come under suffering and persecution, whether we ourselves share in it or not? The author of Hebrews tells us, our job is to go on living as fellow members of the body of Christ, brothers and sisters to those who suffer. We are to show hospitality, to share what we have, and to care for those who suffer, even if it means visiting them in prison. We cannot turn our backs and pretend we did not see their suffering, for we too are in the one body of Christ, and so we must care for them as our Lord does for us. This kind of thing can get us into trouble, we know. There are some people who will blame us and judge us for continuing to care about other people who are out of favor. They may even attempt to throw us out too, for taking an interest in the wrong kinds of people, for caring about the last and the least. If so, we are in good company, for Jesus too was thrown out. As Hebrews says, so Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Our Lord left the peace and blessedness of heaven to seek us out, to suffer, die, and rise again, so that we might be with him forever as children of God. Now that we are God's children, how should we not show the same loving kindness he did to others? We pray. Dear Lord, use me to care for the least of these, your brothers and sisters.